Good morning, Faith Cumberland. It's good to come to you for a few minutes on this Lord's Day. Nothing in life should have a higher priority than worshiping our God. We are special because instead of worshiping the things of the world, instead of worshiping the things of creation, we worship the Creator, the God of heaven and earth and all life. Let us now praise our Almighty God. Let the nations of the earth, our Savior and Lord looked on us with compassion and made the ultimate sacrifice to turn a people of sin into a royal priesthood, a holy nation. The Bible says the people of God are a peculiar people. What this means is those who call upon the name of the Lord have been remade and are now vessels of godliness. What's better than going through a makeover by the hands of Jesus? Jesus called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. This means we no longer talk like we used to. We no longer fight fire with fire. We now speak in love rather than curse one another. Instead of taking revenge on those who injure us, we now respond to evil with works of love. Jesus did all this for us, and this is why we adore him.
For me, and through your love, I have been set free. Now I am not the same. You took my sin and shame. Forever I will bless your holy name.
I adore you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. By no other name can we ever be saved. By no other name can we be reckoned as holy in the sight of God. This is why the Bible tells us to walk in a worthy manner of your calling. Wouldn't it be nice if this was the ending of the story? But it isn't. What happens when we fail to live by God's commandments? After all, God blesses us always over and beyond whatever we ask. How many times has God healed you? How many times has God came through for you? How many second chances has God given you over the course of your life? We can never keep track of all the blessings God poured on us down through the years. God's response will be to call a family meeting. Growing up, a family meeting convened in our house meant somebody messed up, somebody not observing the rules of the house, or something worse, like bringing home a bad report card. In our house, you either obeyed the rules or be put out. Just a few moments, if you will, consider this, God's family meeting. Take the children of Israel. They had witnessed God's mighty power in Egypt. Having been delivered, the Israelites reached the Red Sea. In the meantime, Pharaoh has a change of heart and goes after the Israelites. Bad move. God opened the Red Sea. The Israelites crossed, and Pharaoh's army, the Bible says, was drowned. Not one in Pharaoh's army survived. As you may know, the Israelites turned from God. The Israelites resisted God and pursued idol gods. God was sorely displeased. Many times God poured his wrath on his own people. Now God had to call a family meeting because his people were not living as a kingdom of holy priests. A few scriptures to put this in perspective for you. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 14, God speaks to the Israelites, "All ye, assemble yourselves." When you don't live as you should, expect God to call a family meeting. In that meeting, God has much to say to you. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 16, God says, "Come ye near unto me. Hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I." Isaiah 48, verse 17, "I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go." Then God tells Israel, "If you would have kept my commandments, your peace would be as a river." Life in Israel was chaotic because of her disobedience to God. Because Israel had angered God, the entire nation was to come together to hear a word from the Lord. It's at this family meeting God reveals his saving work. In other words, there was ongoing redemption at work in Israel. God was patient. He didn't rain down fire at the sight of every sin. Still, God was laboring in Israel, helping Israel to grow in godliness. God does the same today. It's at this family meeting God will teach the Israelites how to live a profitable life. At the time, the Israelites were evil in their ways, and God was not going to allow sin to go unchecked. The problem we have today is people think God is so forgiving that he permits sin to continue unabated. Nope. Israel had it coming because God had not spoken in secret. In other words, the rules of God's house was not secret. Israel knew what God expected, and Israel told God, "We will obey." My friends, do you not know the house rules of your faith? Then you must keep them. At this family meeting, God unveils his plan of salvation. Where there is talk of salvation, there is also talk of eternal judgment. Israel was failing to live up to her godly potential. Israel needed reminding that it is a frightful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. This family meeting gave Israel a chance to awaken from her spiritual apostasy. Israel had angered God. Thanks be to God, God's anger is but for a moment. Be encouraged. The grace of God is always on hand to save the day. My friends, take this with you. God's family meeting is not always about God pouring punishment because of our shortcomings. God's family meeting is about restoring spiritual order and obligations to our Heavenly Father. When God wants us to step up in our worship and meditation, it's at the family meeting He tells us how. Whenever we drift from living the life God requires of us, you can be sure God will convene a family meeting. At this family meeting, we meet God up close, personally, and intimately. We will learn that God desires mercy more than judgment. We learn at God's family meeting how to live a spiritually fulfilling life. Jesus tells us how. Learn of me and follow me. Every time you hear the word, consider yourself at God's family meeting. There, the Holy Spirit illuminates the word that you may grow and be a light in this world. There at God's family meeting, Jesus is on hand to redeem, reconcile, and restore us to a profitable relationship with our Father in heaven. Now, Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us.
We're all gathered here in your presence, Lord, with our hearts open wide. With lifted hands and with open hearts, we welcome you to abide.
Oh Lord, we need your spirit,
we need your spirit right now.
Father God, we ask that this moment of worship and reflection will resonate in our hearts. May we be the people of God that accomplishes your will in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.